Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Any progress report on that matter?
They're going ahead and going to move Fannin on to...
Are they in town, or Fannin and Irvin in town? Do
I don't
know.
I haven't heard back from John. So, but I've gone over the whole thing with him, and then with Clark, and then he and Clark have gone over the specifics, and then they're watching Fannin. So,
all right.
Well, then hear how whether they got it going.
Yeah. Let me know when you get any. Are they going to give you a report, or are you going to check, or what?
I'm going to check with them.
Yeah.
With John.
With John to see whether it's gone. Now, there isn't any way that they feel they have to have this excuse, basically, for Kleindienst to get out of the thing, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't think he could do it anyway, just on the basis of Long and everybody else coming out against him.
Well, Mitchell, you see, thinks that he can, that this is a deal that may work.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
And, well, except that then you end up with a Kleindienst he thinks, with a Kleindienst confirmation.
Yeah.
And he also thinks that you don't necessarily turn off the hearings by the Kleindienst withdrawal, which...
Oh, I see.
...is the other side of that coin. Now, Clark feels very strongly that you do.
Well, in that case, though, it seems to me the Republicans walk out.
That's right. If we can do it, which presumably we can.
Good God, I wouldn't think any Republican would stay around after that. I mean, and just
Matthias a lot. Would be the only question there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we make this move, that Matthias will go along with us. He's gone along pretty well up to now.
Mm-hmm. But he wants Kleindienst too. I mean, he wants
Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he tried to work out a deal on Flanagan himself, but... without any authority.
Yeah. Well, in any event, let Mitchell try his best to get it out. And frankly, if Gleason comes on, so Gleason will come on. That's all there is to it.
Well,
you just got to take whatever heat you've got. I mean,
there's only a small chance of Gleason going astray. It just the thing is, the Colson-McGregor argument is, if we're going to pull Kleindienst on Thursday anyway, why the hell not pull him on Tuesday in time to avoid the Gleason hearing?
That's what I think.
And avoid the chance, even though it's only a small chance, of Gleason going astray.
Couldn't agree more. Because I don't... tell me, does McGregor think that Kleindienst can be confirmed? Does he agree with Mitchell on that? Might be, maybe. Well,
yeah, he does.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
He does, but it's possible.
Yeah, if the play works with Irvin, you mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you got the thing to the floor, and nobody except the Kennedy-type bad guys going for the filibuster, and not much stomach for a filibuster on it.
Mm-hmm.
You've sort of got the steam out of it. We've gone the last mile. We gave them the... voted for
well,
it, 2 weeks additional hearings and all that crap.
And it's been really cranking along and on and on. I don't think that's, may be wrong, but I don't think it has the tremendous public interest that they think it has.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't think it does.
Maybe it's gained some as a result of the Flanagan prep. I don't know. But
not so much.
I don't think so. I don't think it's ad nausea. You know, people do get tired of these damn things because they haven't, it's too goddamn confusing, and they, you have tried to get out that point that I made that I mentioned to Ehrlichman that they still have to name one person of this administration, or did he find out whether Sandbody had to be canned for stealing?
He was going to move ahead on that, and
you got to be sure of our facts, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. If you can get that'll be fine. If you can get our friend John to move, he knows the urgency to try to do it today, does he?
Yep.
Well,
yeah,
that's good.
Moving right off on it.
Well, he'll do it. All right, thanks, and let me know, will you? I'll be here.
Okay.